Because Andrew Gaspar's emailed us and says, I understand there are two types of galaxies. Some have these spiral arms and others are an elliptical shape.
That's right.
So what processes would form those two different types?
Well, we think with galaxy formation, you start, I mean, everything's very hot after the Big Bang. So you start off with this enormous cloud of very hot gas that begins to cool. And as gas cools, it starts off radiating X-rays and it cools down and eventually it condenses down into the stars that form the galaxy. And so, you know, if you have a very big cloud of gas that's quite static, maybe it goes down to the elliptical-shaped galaxy. But imagine it's rotating ever so slightly. The things that condense from it tend to be this kind of disk shape, the more sort of the spiral-shaped galaxies like we think our Milky Way is.
What's at the middle of our galaxy that keeps us all spinning around it?
Well, I'm calling it a frisbee shape. I mean, truth, the analogy we tend to use is it's like two fried eggs stuck back to back. The frisbee is the white egg of the fried egg analogy, and there's this yolk in the middle, which is a big ball of stars. There's a massive ball of stars in the middle, and then there's this disk spreading outwards. So there's a big ball of stars, and right at the centre of that, there's a supermassive black hole.
Presumably we can't see it. Is that inferred that there must be something big and heavy there? Is that what's attracting everything and holding the galaxy in the shape that it's got then?
Well, no, it's not. I mean, I'm just telling you what's in the centre of our galaxy. It's not the supermassive black hole that's keeping everything glued together into the galaxy. To go back to the first question, we know it's there because it affects the motions of stars close to it. So if we track out the motions of stars, we can see they're responding to a mass that's about 3 million times the mass of our sun within a tiny, tiny volume. And the only thing we know that could be like that is a black hole. But it's not that that's keeping the whole galaxy together. You've got the stars that we see in the bulge and in the disk, and of course there's always the stuff that we don't see. There's the dark matter, and that has gravity. It doesn't radiate in any wave band, but we can know it's there again because of the motions of the stars, and that's crucial in holding our galaxy together.
Why doesn't that black hole eat the ball of stars that are around it then? Why don't they just fall into it?
Because it's probably eaten anything that came close to it. You know, during the galaxy's been around a long time, several thousand million years, it's eaten everything within its vicinity. There are stars that come close to it and kind of orbit around it, but it's probably cleared out its immediate surroundings and things further out. They orbit around it, but it's the gravity, they're so far away, the gravity such that it doesn't actually pull them onto it. It just brings them to orbit around it.
Now, it's said, and I think Edwin Hubble discovered, that the universe is expanding. We know that because if you look at distant objects, they seem to be going further away from us. They're so-called red-shifted. Why is it when you look at some galaxies, they appear to be coming towards us? Because if space is getting bigger, wouldn't everything be moving away from each other?
Well, on the whole, everything is moving away. Whichever galaxy you could do the measurements from, you'd find that, on the whole, all other galaxies were moving away from you. That's the general motion of space-time moving out. This is the expanding universe. But, of course, if you've got a galaxy that's actually quite close to you, you might start feeling the gravity of that galaxy. So, for example, the Milky Way is moving towards our nearest big neighbour, the Andromeda Galaxy. And even though we're both moving out as space-time expands, we're still moving towards each other. So sometimes you get these little local peculiarities where galaxies pull together under gravity, even though they're still moving outwards. So if you get things very close to you, yes, sometimes due to these little peculiarities, they can seem to be moving towards you. But in general, everything else is moving out.